You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon, Don.
Good afternoon.
You know, traders like to nitpick about things, especially weather. For a while, traders have been trying to make something of conditions down in South America, but you really couldn't do that until perhaps now. We're hearing that there is a ridge developing or has developed over Argentina. What can you tell us?
Yeah, in fact, you know, when we talked last, Argentina was the area that we were concerned about being dry, and it is a pattern that's developing down there that is going to make it hard, at least here in the next 5 to 7 days, for any significant rains in Argentina to form. Now, the ridge has probably got about 5 days of life in it. After that, it is going to break down. That might mean the prospects a little bit further down the road for Argentina to get some rain may get better. This will be especially true towards the middle to the end of next week. Brazil, on the other hand, is in a position where shower activity is still in the forecast. So from that standpoint, Argentina is the dry area, and for the next week that trend will continue, although after that there may be a little help.
All right, let's go ahead and move to the Central Plains and ask again, where's the moisture?
Well, there isn't going to be much. There's going to be plenty of cold air, that's for sure. Temperatures are going to be averaging below normal over just about all of the country east of the Rocky Mountains over the next week to 10 days. Now, we will see a pattern that's going to favor precipitation in the southeast areas of the United States. There's going to be quite a bit of it. There has been. In the short term and in the longer term, the southeast United States will do the best. The Central Plains in this pattern will be colder than normal, but just will not have anything significant. We see the Gulf of Mexico closed, at least here for the next 10 days, for most of the nation's midsection. Now, I will say this, when this current pattern decides and wants to change, we may see the pattern get more favorable in, let's say, 10 to 14 days, but up until then, colder than normal and drier than normal conditions in those Central Plains will be noted. But really, for the next week, there's no particular area of the United States that's going to have excessive precipitation, but certainly a wintry feel to it. There's going to be several clippers coming out of Alberta, hitting the northern plains, hitting some of the northern Corn Belt, the Great Lakes, then the northeast with some snows. But these are going to be Canadian systems where you're just not going to get a lot of precipitation.
Thank you very much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.